Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, good morning. It's Thursday. I'm so excited for the movie review today.
Me too.
Oh, really? Why is that, Hooman?
His mouth isn't full at all. Wait, let him chew a little.
Swallow, I was hoping he'd keep talking.
Swallow that.
Because I know the guys, when they come in, they're going to over-deliver. Yeah. It's going to be so fun, so funny. The movie's a piece of crap, but that doesn't matter. What matters is us delivering really funny opinions.
Yeah. I can't wait. The Johns.
The Johns are coming
and
in.
Newman.
My sister-in-law is going to be here, too. I don't think she's getting on mic, but she said, the movie's fine. I liked it. It's fine. They were bitching.
Oh, the guys were?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you dragged us to this horrible movie.
I don't know why I get blamed for the film. Like, Tommy Igo also gets upset. I'm like, listen, let's just go have fun, and we're going to see a crappy film. 90% of the movies that come out are terrible.
Mm.
Terrible.
Yeah. 90%?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's why every time Vinny says TV is better than film, he's right.
100%.
TV is way better. Like, and the standard for film hasn't gotten better, but the standard for TV is, like, through the roof.
How do these things keep being produced? I mean, it's just money machine behind it all?
Well, I don't know.
Like, if it's crappy, how is this making...
I'm going to tell you one thing. People want to be in film, the film business, so badly that they will put... if people with money, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They'll invest in anything.
Tie one star to it, and they will...
And they'll...
I'm with the new Jack
I know
Black
people who've invested
project
in films where I'm like, you? And they threw money they had at a film because they wanted to see their name on the credit thing, and you just go...
That is a real part of it.
Holy crap.
For sure.
That Hollywood thing is under a lot of our skins.
Mm-hmm. There was a story a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if it was a Chinese or Japanese person that said, yeah, I throw money at everything, and I get everything I want. Mm. Like, Hollywood just wants my money so bad. He's a billionaire guy.
Is this the same guy who just bought the trip to the moon?
I don't believe so. It's a different guy.
Okay.
But he's just like, Hollywood just wants my money. I give it to them and I get everything I want. Like, he bought bags for certain stars. Do you remember that story?
Oh, my God. And he's in trouble
Hermes
for something.
Bags for stars. And
is that the story that we read the other? Because I totally read this, too. There's... Look him up. He's in trouble for something.
Well, we don't know
his name. Yeah, I don't know his name.
What's his name?
Shoot. I probably can look it up. I'll just say foreign...
Say Asian... Movie supporter, gifts. I mean, supporter. I don't know.
I'll. You know what? The internet's amazing.
It is amazing. It'll figure it out for you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how these movies keep getting made.
I agree with you.
Because people will throw money at a film to get their name as a producer.
All right.
And hoping that it rolls them into some kind of
fame.
Well, just to be a Hollywood producer, to get one of those mansions in the Hollywood Hills and throw fabulous parties where the pool is lit from inside
and there's
people
a bridge.
Get drunk and...
The thing is, plenty of people can make a ton of money, but not everyone can have celebrity.
Right.
The clout.
So he's going to jail for 4 years.
Oh,
the guy's name is N-G, how do you say that?
Ng.
Ng Lap Sing.
And why is he going to jail?
So he, a judge said the guy's worth $1.8 billion. He was convicted of bribery, money laundering, and other counts in connection with bribery scandals. So he has till July 10th, which has already passed, to turn himself in.
Oh, wow. Well, so. There you go. That's what it'll get you.
Yeah. It'll get you noticed. Let's look into this guy who's been giving all these gifts.
Ng is in jail.
Yeah, Ng.
Well,
you're not wrong, Vin. People want to be involved in that in some way. But these days, I'm 100% on the side of TV. Like, look, I do like a movie. It's great. But when I can have 10 hours of something on Netflix
at home
and watch it, you know, and it's just as good as anything you're seeing in the movies. I mean, the acting is just like big actors now. And I know it wasn't True Detective that started this whole thing off, but it did feel like that made the crossover more real. Like there were legitimate film stars who starred in that. Mm. It was beautifully shot. You know, it was so dark and
gritty
and awful.
Yeah.
Like it was just such, and the acting was so great that I.
Well,
that,
what were the early shows? 6 Feet Under, mm-hmm. Dexter.
Sopranos.
Sopranos was in it.
Even, I don't know, what are the girls from New York?
Sex and the City. But what I'm saying is when film stars said, this is a valid medium, like it's not
right,
a shame.
Right, but those, yeah. the ones we just mentioned are the ones that made it that.
Right. Yeah.
They made these incredibly
compelling
well-written,
shows.
Yeah. Right, compelling shows that were on TV.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And now people doing them. They do these limited runs. They're getting tons of accolades
Dude,
for them.
Sean Penn's going to be on TV.
I know. In fact, I watched the little bit. I fell asleep immediately. I think it's... Is it called The Astronaut or the...
Oh, you watched the first episode?
I watched 5 minutes of it. I fell right asleep. We
if
all
it's
sat
good,
down.
Wait for me.
Well, I don't know if it's good or not. But he's an astronaut who's going to be on the first manned mission to Mars. And we talked about it briefly last week. And so on Friday after the boat trip, we were all hammered.
Yeah.
We went back to my house. I'm like, let's put on that one show. Turned it on. Right to sleep. I'm like, I really want to watch that one.
Did you guys like Solo?
I liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
What is Solo?
It's the Han Solo story.
Oh. I started it 2 times now, and I just cannot get...
I thought it's the best one of all the Star Wars movies.
Sucked into it. I got to try again this weekend.
You know,
I'll finish
or not,
it.
How many minutes... Well, what about your kid and...
The first time they were making a bunch of noise, but last night I put it on and just found myself going... I'm going to go find something else to do until Big Brother comes on.
How many minutes did you watch the second
15?
Time? Should have got you in 15 minutes.
It didn't.
408, oh please, can we talk about Big Brother?
Oh my God. Well, listen, you know,
do you want to
potential
talk now or save it?
Spoiler alert.
It was so good.
It was absolutely, listen, it was regular. It was a good, you know, it's just as good as all the others, kind of boring, blah, blah, blah. And then something happened at the end that is going to shake the whole thing up.
Who's dumb?
Tyler?
Why did they keep him?
I don't know. Oh, God. I have no idea why they kept him. I have no idea. Like, 100% he should have gone and the other person should have said. The other person is no threat.
Right.
Cannot win anything.
I asked my Big Brother partner.
Christina?
Like a rent partner, but
yeah,
watches TV but, with you.
Right, watches this show with me. I'm like, who's going to go as they're getting ready to vote? And she guessed the right one, and I thought...
Say who it was.
Well,
spoiler alert.
Turn it off.
So JC and Sam are sitting on the block.
And she said Sam, and I'm like, why her?
Yeah, no, there's... they.
Why would they get rid of her? And then they did, and I thought, well, that's a sketchy move. And then when the end happened, I thought, oh, they just screwed their game. Like...
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Okay, let's hear it, because I have my own theory, too.
He's going to put up the girls.
Who's he?
The person who won the... Okay, these are massive spoiler alerts.
It's already out
so
all
they
over
keep
the internet.
This, they keep the little guy, JC.
JC.
So now it's the three members who are left from Level 6. This alliance has been since the very beginning. There's three people left in that, and JC. JC, who thought he was aligned with Tyler... Everyone thought they were aligned with Tyler, but he knows now that he's not. That Tyler is.
He discovered that recently, you said.
He did. Well, I mean, you know, Tyler keeps telling him one thing, and JC, who's not in control of everything but thinks he's controlled the whole game to this point, was, you know, stunned when a person went home that he didn't want to go home. So my first thought was he'll put up the two girls, and then Tyler is going to have to choose. Tyler will be the one vote this week.
He doesn't have a choice, though.
He has to pick the girl, Angela.
They're both girls.
Yes. The girl that he's with.
Yeah, he has to pick his new girlfriend.
Well,
he has screwed himself. He's painted himself into a corner. And yes, maybe he wins over his girlfriend. But the real person that screwed themselves was Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Because she now finds herself on the outside of the alliance, and she could have won the whole thing.
She is
going to lose.
Well, unfortunately, I think she is going to lose. See, now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a veto competition? Because if Tyler was to win it and take one of the girls down, there's no one else to put up. He can't be put up because he has the veto. The other guy's the head of household. Mm. Like, I don't even know if a veto
You tell me. You've been watching this longer than I have.
I just don't know. I don't know if they, if that will happen. Well, someone's getting evicted tonight, so maybe not. Maybe they just go right. There's no chance for you to take yourself off. And
is it on late tonight? Because I saw on the TV
it's
reminder.
The 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
It's
yeah.
always 9 is o'clock that, on okay. Thursdays.
But so like it doesn't end until next Wednesday.
So
what
gonna
are they
going
to do? Sunday is going to be one of those retro.
It's a three. Well, probably they'll throw that in there too. But it's
that.
A three-part final head of household. So somebody will get kicked off tonight. There'll be three people left, and then it's that three-part head of household, and the third part, I guess, will get played on Wednesday. That person will pick the person they're going to sit with. The other person goes to the jury. They all talk, and then they ask their questions and vote.
Poor Casey.
I know.
She blew it.
Well, unless JC and Casey, it's tough.
Yeah.
Unless JC is mad enough at Tyler to put up Tyler and Angela. Because he's said all along that they're a showmance, blah, blah, blah.
That's the only way.
It is the only way.
Okay. I didn't even think about that. I thought it was sort of one of those foregone conclusions that he's going to put the two girls up.
And he very well might, but he might think to himself, I can beat. He might put up Tyler and Casey. And then Casey's out. There's very few scenarios where Casey is not screwed.
510 says, oh, it just went down. Sorry. 510 says Angela and Tyler are up. And Casey is...
Oh, my God!
Oh, is that...
That hadn't been played yet.
Oh. Oh. Shut up, Prince! No. I just redid a text!
Now we know.
That's all right. Now we know how to speculate. So in
Wait,
that scenario...
Wait, what did you just say? Who?
So Angela and Tyler.
So
now, these are major spoilers.
Since I said that, I'm going to say this. Someone else just texted. This is on Instagram. JC has nominated Tyler and Angela.
Oh.
All right. That makes... There it is.
All right.
That was the way... I thought for sure
What's
he
POV?
Was...
POV?
Power of veto.
So it says Casey has won the POV.
What are you doing? What are you doing? These have not... Oh, my God.
I'm just reading.
We just got the whole thing handed to us.
I don't have to watch tonight. Oh my God, why don't you tell us who's evicted, too? Holy crap. All right, don't say any more.
Let's change the subject.
One more.
No.
Oh, my God. Now when I watch it with Johnson, I don't have to keep my mouth shut the whole time.
Well, we'll tell him when he comes in, too.
No.
That's I'll right, print out the text for him.
No. Oh, my God. I don't even know if he got to the show. He had a softball game last night, so I don't even know if he watched it.
Oh. Did your brother go, too?
Yeah, my brother went.
Is he on the team now?
He's an alternate. There's no, you know, there's a line of people that want to be on the grown men softball team. So my brother felt like, my husband felt like he couldn't put my brother forward in the queue. So he uses him as an alternate, but he's not.
Oh, because your husband's the boss.
Well, he's the manager.
So he's wielding a lot of power over there.
He is. So he has a list. You know, there's a lot of dudes want to be on the Fans of Bacon, Benny.
Well,
it's a big deal.
I'm sure it's a good
Johnny
time.
Johnny Mosley's on there. He's the first one.
Johnny is an alternate.
Yeah.
So he's.
But I'm sure he's the first one to
get the call.
Yeah.
He has been on the list for a long time, so maybe he is. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to be a full member because his schedule doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
So he plays when he can. So they had that last night. And the night before, they had the.
We just got all of it handed to us.
I'm so bummed.
Oh,
it's all
sorry.
Right. Don't be. I mean, honestly,
you know,
in this day and age.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. Like, what's up?
Even as you read it, I'm like, wait a minute.
No. And then it's bad enough we find out there's and then she says there's a point.
Oh, my God.
What's POV? I'm like.
925. What the hell, Yuzette?
Yuzette. That's it. You're out, girl.
No more. You're ruining it. I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't be
She's
sorry.
Not.
What are you going to do?
Look at the smile on her face. And I'm going to the Eagles tonight.
Yeah!
punk.
I got the set list. I got it. I'm like,
you are,
I'm,
what? You what? Already have the set list?
Yeah, I have the set list.
Are they doing the same set every night on the tour?
I don't know. This was released, and I'm like, I love every song.
Which song are you most looking forward to? You
guess what the first song is.
Oh,
the Seven first song. Bridges Road.
Oh, that's the one you told John to learn.
Yeah, that's the like, first song.
I don't know that song.
I don't know that
either.
He goes,
I've never heard that song. She goes, you have to learn that.
That's the one that...
Sing it.
Sing it.
No,
just,
I can't.
Just sing a little bit.
Tell us.
There are stars in the southern skies.
Oh, I have heard her sing this before.
As you go home.
I've never heard this.
There are moonlight moths in the trees. Bryn, find that song.
Keep Seven. Going.
Southward
what is it called?
Seven Bridges Road. Oh, Yuzi.
Never
that
heard
was
it.
Nice.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And so there's like, they're playing 27 songs.
Oh, boy.
And the last song is The Long Run. Like every song, I'm like,
in the
I'm
long run.
Girl,
start,
I got to
right from
you.
The beginning, right?
Seven. Yeah,
so
yeah the first to, one. Yeah, it starts immediately.
All right.
Oh,
oh,
live.
So I'm sorry.
That's all right. It sounds great.
Sarah, Sarah gets mad. Sarah gets mad.
Woo!
Jeez, that low voices.
Down the sea.
Bridges road.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a fun way to start the show.
That's a great
like
way to start
already.
It.
Yeah, so it's.
I bet they warm
so
up with that. They're all in the locker room, like, "Hey, let's all grab our notes." There are stars.
Yeah, they do.
Stars.
So the let's see. So the Doobie Brothers are playing first. So we're gonna go for Doobie Brothers first at 5.
Oh my!
Or like 4:50. One of the managers told me yesterday it's 4:50, but the schedule
Jesus
says 5.
Jesus Christ!
And then
that's early.
Zach Brown Band is gonna play. So I think we'll go to dinner during that time.
They're really big too. I'm surprised.
Big. I'm just not a big fan, but maybe I'm missing out.
I was gonna
out.
Say that for them to be ahead in the lineup of the Doobie Brothers is surprising to me, especially for people who would go to see the Eagles.
No, they're a big band.
Yeah. So been everywhere.
Yeah, man.
How exciting.
So I'm going to give you some info that our bosses want us to mention about the concert tonight.
Oh, all right.
And just as far as parking and gates opening and all that stuff.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mm. And where is this?
At AT&T.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Oh, that's fun. That's right. You said that yesterday.
Any way you can spoil that night for people?
Yeah,
or?
Is there? Like, why don't you tell the whole list of songs?
Do you want me to tell more about the set list?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see
Take
them open up with Seven Bridges Road.
One of these
stop. No,
start.
Stop.
Take it to the limit.
Stop. KLSC HD. We got to get out of this.
Oh, my God.
KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.